Praise the Lord. Okay, let's look at something. Let's open our Bibles to Proverbs chapter 9. Are we there? I'm reading 1 verse 9. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 9. Everybody listen, follow. He says, give instruction to a wise man and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man and he will increase in learning. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. Okay, be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, give instruction to a wise man. Is there anybody that is wise here? Let me see your hand up. Everybody here is wise. So, I want to make you wiser. I want to make you wiser. Praise the Lord. Every child that is born, you are born as a star. You are born to fulfill a purpose. Every child that is born, you become an asset to that generation. You become an asset to your parents. The biggest asset any parent has is the children. That's why everybody struggles to have a child or to have children, because they are assets. We are born with destinies to be fulfilled. But the enemy is after our destiny. I want you to just give a little exhortation that will help you. And what I take very seriously is, I was just making a comment with Professor Sunday outside before I came in. I said, I want to go inside and talk to these children. I said, they are better than him. Because at this age that you are, anything I say, it enters. That's the truth. This is the stage where they receive. If you reach a certain stage, like my brother is, you can't receive again. No matter what you put in there, you can't receive. So I say, this is where I can talk, and I know say what they talk will go work. Is there anybody here that cannot receive? Please see your hand up. Everybody can receive. Is there anybody here that can receive? You can receive. Praise the Lord. Amen. May you receive something this night in the name of Jesus. So we are going to look at destiny destroyers. Are you writing it? I have 9 of them. Destiny destroyers. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you this thing. I know a brother. He has worked with me before this ministry started in my office. He's a very close friend of Prophet Boboye. Boboye is not here today. Amen. Praise the Lord. One of the problems he has, and he's still having it till now, he never finishes any project he starts. I don't know how to describe that kind of spirit. There are people that walk. Ah, may it not be our portion. They walk. When it is about time to reap, then go come out. Go again and start another place. Dig, till, walk. When the blessing is about to come, something will happen, they will come out again. Then after they have gone, the thing will happen. Praise God. Prophet Jayola, I think you told me somebody saw you somewhere and said he saw you looking robust with your fine car and your family. And he turned and he looked at you. He was in this church before you. You met him. After some time, nobody chased and come out. He looked at you and said, boy, you're enjoying. Now the two way we walk hard, I want to come to enjoy now. And he told us, who drive you come out from there? Now that is one of the problems. People have such problems and they don't know. Destiny destroyers. As I'm talking now, if sleep catch you, now destiny destroyer. So that you won't hear anything that will better your life. So when you see yourself, say, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Stand up where you are, so that you go hear. For faith cometh by hearing. Praise the Lord. Destiny destroyer. I didn't arrange them in the order of importance. As they were coming to my memory, I was writing them down. There could be more than that, but for now, I have 9 of them. Number 1, I call it ancestral curses and covenants. Or what we call hereditary problems. You inherit problems. There are problems, there are people that the problem that your father has, he will pass it over to you. If your father suffered a particular limitation, he don't go to school. Usually he don't go to school. You know, he died young. You too, you will die young. Nobody, all the children suffer one thing or the other. Somebody had the mother had glaucoma, eye problem. The father, is it the father or the mother? One of them had eye problem, and all the children glaucoma. I think either the father or the mother went blind because of glaucoma, and then. All the children go blind. Once they reach a certain age, the eye problem develop, they go blind. Glaucoma. They said they inherited it from the father until the young girl came here and then met me. She was to go for operation. And she knows once she goes for that operation, that's what, because they told her it's 50-50 chance. And she said all her relations, all her siblings, about 5 of them, same father, same mother, all of them, 3 had gone blind, remaining 2 of them, and all of them, the symptom is there. They're either their father or their mother blind, like that. They inherited it. But they came. She came here, I prayed with her. The next week, she went to meet the doctor for the appointment. When the doctor tested it, they saw that there was no need for operation. Now she sees with the eye, she reads with the eye. Every ancestral curse today shall be broken in the name of Jesus. Every hereditary problem you inherited from your father, from your mother, any bad thing, you inherit from your father, from your mother. It destroys destiny. No matter how you struggle, you cannot go beyond that. So let that be your prayer point. It is my own prayer point every time for years. The thing that killed my father shall not kill me. I shall live older than my father. I shall live older than my mother. The sickness that killed my mother shall not kill me. When you make that confession, heaven backs it up. Praise God. Number two, polygamous family competition. Polygamous family competition. Once your father marries more than one wife, you are in trouble, all the children. This wife wants her children to go up, so the other ones will go down. This one, now he come first. He no come born man. Now the second one will come born man. I will see how you will make it to collect all inheritance. One thing or the other, there is always competition between step children. So once you are in that setting, just know that you are in a dangerous ground. Now, children from such setting, the way those will be and only two children, here in papa and mama, they don't have problem, the way they will live their life and struggle to make it will be different from you. There are forces that want to pull you down. Oh, your mama died. Your papa come marry another woman. All manner of things take place in polygamous and setting. That is one evil in polygamous family. I'm speaking because I have an experience in it. My father married 13 wives. I don't know which scam man be that safe. When I grew up, at least the one I met, living together in the same compound, I met 8 of them. And every woman had children in a polygamous setting. Your own is to determine your children. They don't go past me. I will make it. Polygamous problem. They carry your name here spiritually, block you, attack you, even physically, poison you, do all manner of things. Oh! The reason is they have seen your star. That is number two. This example I'm giving, polygamous wahala, it's not only my mother. Oh, everybody suffered it. It's a very terrible thing. Number three. Amen. And before I go to number three, I better give you another scriptural example of polygamous wahala before I jump to number three. In the Bible, it's the same polygamous wahala that they wanted to kill the dream of Joseph. I hope you know that. Joseph. Just because they know that Joseph will make it higher than them, they started attacking him. But the same attitude of Joseph, that is why the story is in the Bible, is the same attitude that every one of us must make, determine that they will not succeed. Amen. Number three, I call it poverty of parents. Sometimes you are so ambitious. You are so, you are determined to make it. You are sharp, but your parents are poor. It also affects our destinies. When your parents cannot take you to school, cannot pay your school fees, they cannot help you financially, it is very frustrating. It disturbs. It is a destiny destroyer. And I'll tell you how you can overcome that. Please, if I forget, ask me a question, remind me to tell you how you can overcome that. But I want to just list the destiny destroyers. Number 4. Bad company. Bad company as you are growing up. Bad company. The Bible says evil communication does what? It corrupts good manners. See, there are two types of there are two groups of people I want you to take note of. There are people, children, you have a nature, two natures I want you to note. One is the ones that lead. Anywhere they land, they will be leader in that group. Then another one, they are the ones that do the follow-follow. May you not be a follow-follow. These two groups of people, you be the leader. Don't be follow-follow. Because if your leader is an Igbo smoker, what will happen? All of you who will be drug addicts. That's it. Because when I say leader there, I didn't say they appointed somebody to be above you. Once there are two relationships between two people, one will be the leader. It must be so. And I saw of them that they lead you until they command you, self. You fear them more than even your parents. Anything they say do, you do. If your mama, papa send you money in the school, they will come and collect it. They know what they say. They send you money now. They send you money now, you hide down. They send you money now, you hide down. Oh, yeah, bring it. Mumu, you will carry it. But when he bring you, when he receive you, he will come and say, find me something now. Now you will beg, find me something. I say, I will find you now, but I will buy it for you. I will not give you the money. He will teach you how to spend your own money. Leader. Can I see leaders here? Put down your hand. Can I see Mumu? Follow. Follow. And those leaders, they are the ones that pick quarrel with you. When they want to lead you, you refuse. Because when two leaders jam, there will be trouble. There cannot be two captains in a boat. So when he wants to make you move, you know, agree, then they will start to fight. That is why they fight. The fight is so that everybody will go your way. You go and take control somewhere, I will take control. Wherever I am, I take control. You must take control in line with what you want to achieve. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So bad company, evil company, evil communication. If you have any manners at all, it can corrupt you. See me here. I have smoked cigarettes. Listen very well. Some of those bad things that I still regret till today. And my prayer is that none of you will go that way in the name of Jesus. God, allow me to go that way so that I can teach you. So when I tell you, it's not for you to go and experiment what I did. So that you will not regret what I'm regretting. I smoked. I drank until I even drink ogogoro. It's nothing I didn't take because I went to a school where from the age of 13 years, when I entered the school, they were paying us allowance. We were not paying school fees. Instead, the government was paying us. In fact, they took over everything concerning us. So we had money. We were living like workers, salary workers, as in fact, better than themselves because they give you allowance, they feed you, they do it. When it's time for holiday, I'm talking about those of you who know the military school, Nigerian military school in Zaria. That's where I went. Don't pay school fees. Everything, even when you're going on holiday, what government feeds you with every day in the school, when it's holiday, they will calculate the number of days you are going to spend and give you the money to eat at home. So if it is a 2-month holiday, that's 60 days ration allowance times 60 they give you. Then they give you transport money from the school to go to your village and come back. So you don't need your parents for anything. They give you everything, clothes, everything that you needed. Not sure they do that now because corruption has eaten far even into that area. Any means of transport that is owned by the government, they give us what we call warrant. Just train especially. Even if it is government bus service, just go there and tender that. You are from the military school. Government picking. Free. You enter to wherever you are going. So with that type of money at that age, you can imagine what we are doing. Now, remember it was a national school. Every state had a particular number. So people that are from Lagos here, we move from the north there. They will come from their Lagos, lifestyle. See a small boy smoking. So you look like you don't belong. So you too, you want to belong. So we too, we learned how to smoke. Even when your body is rejecting it, I will never forget it. Praise God. The first time I smoked cigarette like this, my body rejected it until it reacted and then sweat came out of my body. Dizziness, I thought I would collapse. I stayed one place. Instead of it to be warning for me, when I recover, I asked the people when they smoke. I said, see what happened when I smoke? He said, they start. I said, evil communication. Praise God. He said, keep doing it. Your body will then be used to it. And truly, before you know what, my body got used to it. A small boy of 15, 16 years old, I could smoke 2 packets of cigarette in a day. I'm telling you, that was the truth. I had India hemp. I was smoking. India hemp. Devil will push you so that you will destroy your brain. I will smoke and then, what are you gaining by it? Your eye red. Praise the Lord. That's all. I told you people one day, you were laughing here when I was giving my testimony. I smoke India hemp. Then we were sneaking out of school to go to town in the night. And suddenly I saw myself, I was walking in the air. I will never forget that day. I was going with my friend. My friend didn't like me smoking it. Evil communication. Have good friends. My closest friend, he didn't like that India hemp thing at all. So I was hiding it. So we are going. I didn't want him to know I don't check. It's one time I see myself in the air. So I thought I forced myself. I came down. He said, let's go now. I call and say, come, something's happening. He said, what? I said, did you not see the way I was walking? He said, what happened? You are are walking normal. So it's a hallucination. I was actually walking normal, but I was in another realm. I thought I was walking in the air. So I will force myself. Hey, calm down. What's happening, man? I'm talking of a 17-year-old boy. 16, 17. Praise the Lord. And then we went out. I was useless that day. Came back. I'm telling you that I drank ogogoro. I shit for trouser. Ah, Satan is wicked. When I woke up, everywhere was smelly. What is happening? I remember saying we went to social media. How did I come here? Then they are telling me story of what happened. Praise God. I remember I started driving from the age of 17. I remember I collected somebody's car. Drink, oh! How I came home, I don't know. Parked in poor man's Volkswagen B2. Left him where he was waiting for me. I don't come back. You know where I went. Why I remember this thing is that there is a railway crossing that they say I crossed that place several times that night with that motor. I don't know. Yes. That I came back. I mean, that same railway crossing, the day we graduated, my mate took somebody's car and passed like that. He was also drunk. And passed, and a train was coming that night and crushed him. The day we graduated. So it could have been me. See what the devil does. Praise the Lord. I drink beer sote. I had a small car. I drove from Kaduna to Zaria. 2 a.m. I enter moto. My friend, not there, my friend, there's Zaria. I said, go Zaria. Drunk. I don't know what happened. Red light was showing. Until I didn't know what happened. The motor stopped for road. I was drunk. I just put the seat alone in the motor, a Honda Civic car. I slept there. In the morning, when motor they passed, fia, 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 I woke up. Where am I? So I had to go and ask somebody. I said, please, this side, that Kaduna, this side, Nazaria. Because I didn't know which direction. Is this one going to Zaria or this one going to Kaduna? Then they told me this side is Kaduna, this side is Zaria. Then from here to Kaduna, here to Zaria, which one is shorter? I didn't know where he was. How useless life that we are living. Small boy. But I'm saying it now, that God allowed me to go through all that, so that I can advise you not to go that way. It's a horrible lifestyle. It's a terrible lifestyle. I am telling you this thing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bad company. Proverbs chapter 12. Let's read some scriptures too, so that let's give you some. What? Let's hear what the scripture is saying. Verse 11. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 11. Amen. He said, he that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread. Now the next statement is my emphasis. But he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. Who is a vain person? Is a useless person. Person that has no meaningful lifestyle, that follows only after vanities. He said you are void of understanding when you do that. Verse 15. That same Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15. He said the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. We are doing something. Somebody is advising you, as I'm advising you now. You have reason to justify the way you live your life. You are foolish. You are foolish. Proverbs chapter 14. The popular scripture, verse 12. He said, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are what? The ways of death. You think you are enjoying now. You don't know that you are destroying your future. Destroying your future.